Wednesday, the sixth day of March. The prayer tip today is to pray without ceasing. Whatever it is for you, my wife and I pray at least three times a day, and I encourage all of you to do at least the same thing. We have patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. He's the author of about 12 books, more on the way as he finds time. He's a weekly radio talk show host, an advanced amateur archaeologist, advanced to the point where foreign governments consult with him about matters of archaeology. And his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, John. How are we doing
you
today?
I'm fantastic. You have a nice, clear signal today. Sometimes you're off in some jungle where the internet is very iffy, so you're in a good place today, thank goodness. Each successive week continues to be more bizarre than the week before, doesn't it, sir?
Now it's a crime to live the American dream. In New York City, if you make money, now it's a crime. You can be hauled away and fined for that.
Really? Tell us how that works. I'm not aware of that.
You go to a bank, you apply for a loan to do some business dealing. The bank does its due diligence, gives you the loan. You invest and you make profit on real estate, and then later you're charged for making profit.
Okay.
There's no crime. There's no crime listed. The way the Attorney General Letitia James states it is exactly that. People were enriched by this process, and therefore they have to be taken to the cleaners.
Amazing. This Letitia James is a real piece of work, isn't she?
Oh, my goodness. All of these, yeah. You go through any of the blue cities and look at the people in there. You know, not high-quality people. And, of course, the way they got there is they just blended into a rotten political system. They're the front agents. They're getting their fame, and there are people that are starting to say, okay, when you run for political office, you have to step out of making money. People like this are worth, on a $200,000 a year salary, which is not bad, more than most people make. In a number of years, in 4 years, all of a sudden net worth $20 million. How does that work? Right. Talk about enriching yourself off of a process in New York. If anybody should be taken to the trial, it should be her for enriching herself off of the political process, which is not meant to be a money-making affair.
Are you referring to the net worth of Letitia James?
Yeah.
It's $20 million, her net worth?
Yeah, well, I'm just repeating what Tucker Carlson said.
Okay. Well, Carlson usually gets his facts straight. Well, that's pretty amazing, to say the least.
Great.
The mainstream media is exposing Joe Biden's incompetence, mental incompetence, and lack of mental coherence. That tells me that he won't be around very long. What do you think, Jim?
Well, this morning, and of course, I always look at CNN to see what they're barking about, what kind of misinformation. But when they show a still shot of Biden now, it's from the side, and they put a suit on the guy, and you can see the earlobe clearly is the old Joe Biden. But if you look at any time he's talking, you have the wooden head actor, Joe Biden, which has the connected ear. And they try and hide that the way he positions his head. You can't see one side, and they must. It's a close-up camera, so you really can't see either earlobe.
Right.
And he does his talk, and he does play. He plays the part of the incoherent Joe. So that's part of the act.
Right. Well, as I said a moment ago, the fact that the mainstream media is exposing this incoherence tells me that he won't be around all that long as president. What do you think, sir?
Well, maybe he'll just pass away or, fall down a step. there's kind of a cute little short video that says Trump makes a hole in one, and they show Trump teeing off the back, and of course it's Trump teeing off, and the next one there's a golf ball hitting Biden in the back of the head, and he falls down. That's kind of a cute video.
That's kind of cute. Well, it's amazing how much time people spend on making those silly things, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. Anyway, but just the point being made that when they show a photo, they're making sure that you see that earlobe, and when you're seeing the video, the wooden head actor, you know, they have the close-up camera so that you can't see the earlobes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, this is all by design, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the people keep talking about the Biden running for president and stuff. You know, no, there's a group of people running the United States right now, has been for a very long time, but now it's more blatant than ever. And it was always to the point where, you know, actually with the news media also, where you'd have Howdy Doody repeating, you know, and Howdy Doody is a wooden head puppet back in the Buffalo Bob and Howdy Doody and when we were kids. But now the talking heads in the media are the same. You know, they're reading a script, and it sounds like they're talking to you, but they're not. They're reading a script. And that's the point of U.S. politics now, and the people actually running the country are behind the scenes, not to be seen.
Well, the people running the country, I'm not aware of any president for the last century who did not leave Washington, D.C. Within days of their, or the same day, and never come back once their term of office was over. Barack Hussein Obama has been the exception. He's got a very large mansion right down the street from the White House, doesn't he?
Yeah, and he's very much in the works right now. But once again, he's a worker bee. He's a clog in the wheel, in the gear mechanism of the people actually running things who are behind the scenes. And that's the CIA. There's no question about that, which is the police force of the World Bank. And that's what the way it's been for, you know, there are a few presidents who thought they were going to be president. One was Kennedy, one was Reagan. And Putin said that. He said, you know, because he's lived through how many presidents since he's been in office, and actually before when he was in the KGB. And he said, yeah, the first thing that happens when the president comes into office is they take him down to the basement and tell him where the bear shits in the wood. And so that's what's going on. So the actors, the Bidens and the Kamala Harrises and everybody else are just the facade to make people in the media, and everybody's talking about the election, and it really has nothing to do with what's actually going on.
Nothing at all, is there?
Nothing
to do with it, right?
Yeah, much to do, like a Shakespeare saying, much ado about nothing.
Absolutely. You ready to move on to your next topic, Jim?
Sure.
What would that be this morning that you want to talk about?
Well, in ancient times, back in the hunter-gatherer days, there was a tool, and the modern name for that is atlatl. That's the way it's pronounced. It's actually like an Aztec name. But it's actually an extension of your arm, and it's a long bar and takes many different formats. But then you have a long spear, which is typically can be pretty heavy, you know, a good deal of mass, a lot more than, say, a bow and arrow. And when you're talking about trying to kill a large animal, you need some significant momentum in the, you know, and then the glass spearheads, which were fashioned from volcanic glass, onyx and flint and other volcanic glasses. But the atlatl itself, in fact, back in the 90s, I had an archery company, and I manufactured and sold atlatls. as a people really didn't use them for sport, but they bought them to, a lot of times just to hang on the wall as a decoration.
Right.
And I'd dress them up a bit with some leather, things like that, make them look, you know, appropriate for a wall hanging. But their use around the world is pretty universal. And before the bow and arrow came into play, and of course the bow and arrow was perfected by the Welsh in Northern Ireland, actually, and Northern England. And that's the archery equipment that went through the Middle Ages, the Agincourt bow that was responsible for the death of 10,000 knights in one day on the fields of Agincourt, northern France. But the back to the atlatl, it's a really powerful tool. It would actually be, in terms of repetition, you could, if you were holding a pack of spears, you could probably get one off every 5 seconds. So if you were hunting large animals, you know, the and you were good at it, you probably could bring down a mastodon in short order with one of these.
Pretty amazing. These primitive weapons in the hands of a talented person could be very deadly, can't they?
Mm-hmm. There's actually a modern version of this. You see people out walking their dogs, and if you go to the dog section of a big box store or whatever, it looks, it's kind of like a curved handle that's probably about 2.5 feet long. Looks like a tennis racket handle, kind of. And then this grip on the end, which grips a tennis ball. And you can throw a tennis ball 100 yards without a problem. You know, an average person throwing a tennis ball, you might get it 20, 30 yards.
Right.
But this thing will fling it, and it really goes. So the dog goes running out, and it's a way of getting your dog some exercise, but it's the same principle where you're extending the human arm. And of course, with the wrist action, kind of like the same principle in golf, when you're coming around with a golf club, you're extending your, and part of the action right before you hit the ball is using your wrists to increase the velocity right before the contact with the golf ball. But it's the same ideas that you're extending your arm. And then with wrist action, you can increase the velocity more. But anyway, a very effective weapon back in the old days, the atlatl. And you'll see them drawn, if you see primitive art, rock work, or artwork, petroglyphs, etc. It's very common to see an atlatl in action in the drawings.
Well, these drawings sound like they're very important.
I was just looking at some that have been released from the Amazon. They finally were able to get in there due to political reasons. It was like difficult to access some of these areas. But anyway, there's about a 12-mile stretch in the Amazon where there's rock work. And it's really interesting. So they have the people hunting large animals. The interesting thing is there aren't any large animals in the Amazon anymore, of the class that they're hunting there. So it's indicative of a time when it was very different from what the Amazon is today. And there are all kinds of things there. There are areas where there were millions of people living. They had broad range of agriculture. And I've heard people say that the plants in the Amazon, the vast majority of them are edible, which is strange for a wild fauna. But this one area has the rock art. And the thing that I find curious in looking at this is that it's one of the most common figures in the rock art is like a square pulse, like you would see in a digital drawing of pulses for, say, a digital circuit. And there are many of these, and they're like incorporated together. Some of them have different frequencies, and they're one against the other. So I don't know if it's indicating age or if it's indicating, you know, something. I don't know, some kind of counting process. It's not clear what this pulse drawing is supposed to represent. But very interesting, because it's one of the dominant themes in all of this rock art.
Petroglyphs. You know,
petroglyphs.
I've inspected petroglyphs. They're fascinating. And anybody making a petroglyph without modern tools is going to take a lot of time and diligence, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then to do it with an ink or a paint that's going to last for what they're saying here is 12,000 years in the Amazon, as one of the wettest places on planet Earth, you know, and water erodes everything,
right?
Which makes me think that maybe these are not 12,000 years old, weathering and then also remain exposed. So that's, you know, maybe they're only a few hundred years old. We don't know. You know, when archaeologists put a date on something, that's the first thing they do. Is what I've experienced this personally at when I being at archaeological sites, is the on-site archaeologists would go, "Oh, well, that's from the classic period," and immediately put a date on something, and then that date sticks, and nobody else can ever change it.
Right,
and that's
right.
What's going on with this artwork in the Amazon, is somebody has put a date on it. They did put it back 12,000 years, but maybe that's true, but maybe it's not.
Hard to say. This whole dating thing is very controversial, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of the worst aspects of archaeology is the trying to put a date on everything, or anthropology, the study of man, the history of man. In fact, that's the whole theme of my book. My last book is called The Real History of Man and Earth, Myth, Magic, and Mayhem. And the whole theme is about bad dating. And then people come along and they say, well, that's not right. And the first thing they do is put a date on it and multiply the problem, you know, so they don't cure anything. They just make it worse.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, some things like out-of-place artifacts were man-made objects are found inside solid rock or inside a lump of coal. That certainly raises some questions about age, doesn't it?
Right, right. And there's, it's one of the biggest enigmas is where did this come from? It's very clear that man has been on this planet for a very long time, and potentially hundreds of thousands of years in his current format. And I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago that I saw Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's the curator of standard science, one of the spokesperson outreach people. And he was claiming that all people in the human race are descendants of Africans and a number
really?
Of thousands of years ago.
Isn't that special?
John, your ancestors and my ancestors, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson, were in Africa, black people, just a few thousand years ago.
That's bizarre. Jim, we got a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early,
back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, you need Energy Cleaner. Sleep issues? That's what we're talking about here. You need Energy Cleaner. Pain issues? Same thing. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain? You also need an Energy Cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Check out the Energy Cleaners, the mattress pads that go with it, at thelibertyband.com. Visiting with Professor James McCanney. His website's linked at my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, you have a weekly radio talk show. Tell people, having listened to live and to the archives, if you would, please.
Yes, John. Every Thursday evening, which would be tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, the James McCanney Science Hour at the Crossroads, airing in its 24th year, commercial-free. And tomorrow night, I'll be talking about the trenches in the world, these like the Mariana Trench and the Puerto Rico Trench, and about 20 other trenches that are mainly under the oceans,
right.
Deep caverns that go way down. They're localized and they extend, in some cases, thousands of miles. But anyway, I'll be talking about what causes those, the real explanation. And then talking about the mountain building and other issues of related to what it's commonly called plate tectonics, which is really a misnomer. And I'll just quickly explain that the plates, people refer to plates on planet Earth, and it gives you the impression that there are like a dinner plate. You put food on it, and you pick it up at the edge, and it's a solid piece. But
Right.
The plates in the world are not like that. If you tried to pick them up, they would crumble and fall apart. They're compressible, highly compressible. So the idea of a plate moving around the planet is just bogus. I mean, it's just ludicrous. Yet the textbooks from kindergarten to PhD geologist are filled with plate tectonics. So anyway, that's my subject for tomorrow night.
Okay, and how can people listen to archives, please?
Oh, and the archives are located on the webpage, and for a while they were in a bit of a disarray after some hacking action around before Christmas last year. But everything's put back together now and then being updated, which I do myself now. I do the updates myself. So soon after the live show, the archives go up on the my page, which is linked from your page. And also, I should mention that probably by tomorrow night's show, the new web ordering page should be up on my page, and it's totally revamped. It's going to have individual books available, as well as libraries and packages, and then my education package will be available there also. And that involves gigabytes of information that people can purchase at very reasonable prices, and I encourage people to look into that for their kids, so that kids get a sound education in science and not the I don't know even what to call it, the fake science that they're taught in schools today.
Well, that's good education. I know at least one person went through and listened to all the archives, 20 plus years worth, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it would take, if you did one per day, it would probably take you about 4.5 years to go through. That's just the radio shows. That doesn't include the education package. There's 190 one-hour lectures, and they go through my books. They go through all manner of different topics related to science. And I had one guy, I think he was up in Oregon or Washington State, I forget. He said his son was going off to college, and he bought him the education package. He said, I want him to, as he's learning, he was going to go into physics, I think. And he said he wanted him to learn real science along with what they were teaching in school. And but basically, when you're learning elementary physics, it's pretty sound, I would say that. But once you get up into grad school, if you specialize into astronomy or astrophysics, those types of subjects get pretty dicey pretty quick because of really incorrect science. And that's mainly because astronomers and geologists and meteorologists and those professions, I get a list off another dozen, have very poor backgrounds in physics. They probably took maybe physics 101 and 102, maybe got B's and C's, right. But that's the extent of their physics background. So they don't really know anything. They don't know how physical processes work. They don't have a clue. And so you have professional astronomers with PhDs that have extremely poor physics background. So they just repeat stuff that they're taught, like the Big Bang or, other, I won't go into the long list right now.
Right.
So anyway, what my course is designed to do is for K-12 and university students and their parents, because the parents really had a bad education too. If they're under 50 years old, they probably had a pretty lousy science education or taught a lot of garbage that could not possibly be true. So anyway.
We have a break. Hold on, Jim. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We have over 9 gigabytes of information there. It will educate you, inform you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry. Really, a lot. And our COVID panel is back up and running. I sent a link to my note to my webmaster. We have an interesting interview with Dr. David Martin, and interview with Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long, demonstrating the falsified medical records to cover up the COVID shot injuries. A lot there. And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals. My home business is the energy cleaner. When you place your order for your energy cleaner, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office in Cherryville, Missouri, which is also a destination restaurant with a Friday night catfish buffet, and I ship them out with the Postal Service literally all over the world, helping people get their lives back. Details on energy cleaner, the mattress pads go with it at my website. Keep in mind I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Visiting with Professor James McKinney, his website's linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. Jim, we got a caller on hold here. We got Fred in Wisconsin. Morning, Fred.
Morning, guys. I just wanted to speak out to Professor McCanny's gravity filter system. I've been a ceramic guy for a long time. Matter of fact, in the beginning, I think I bought some of those from him. But I moved on to this new filter system, and I'm using a ProPure Traveler, which is small. And I got this thing hooked up and working, and I cannot believe the volume of water we get through there. It's way faster than the ceramic system. I didn't have to dilly-dally around with it. It just opened up and started giving me great water. And anybody out there that's using gravity, they better be looking at this guy because his system is unbelievable. And I just want to thank you, Professor McCanny, using your knowledge and background to create such a perfect filter for my needs.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm flattered, but they are good. I mean, being a scientist and, you know, they are, I consider them the best on the market of any filters that are made. Most filters, well, all the other filters on the market were manufactured in their same form at least 20 years ago, probably more. In a lot of cases, whenever they came online, and they all followed the same pattern of style of production, etc. Yeah, but these new filters are, yeah, they're, it's like driving a 20-year-old car and then driving a modern car. It's, you know, they're both good. They both get you from point A to point B. But the filters that I have now are just better in many, many respects.
Well, so, I thank you so much for putting that together, and I follow your stuff. I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, and thank you so much for what you've done. Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Great, well, thanks for the call. In the MR5 whole house water filter technology is the same. It's just that they're bigger. The ultrafiber stage one filter is a different format. It's a mat instead of a bundle of fibers, but it's the same technology in both systems. So what he's saying goes also for the MR5 whole house water filter, which filters all the water in the house, including hot and cold water. So anyway, appreciate people who appreciate what's out there, what's available.
Okay, good call. Our call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jim, something we haven't talked about for quite a while is the lines of the Nazca planes. You've been working with the Peruvian government on that topic, and do you happen to have any updates on that far, sir?
Well, nothing really to release right now. I have another addendum coming out. It's on the shelf here. And today and tomorrow, I'm finalizing the sales page on the J. McCanny Science webpage. So when that's done, then I can turn my attention to these books that I'm staring at right now. There's six of them. There's two prime number books that are ready to roll out. There's another addendum to the white paper on the Nazca lines, and that's really interesting. It takes it. That's kind of fun for me because it takes these topics to a whole nother level. The prime number stuff, the Nazca lines. There's a book on. I'm not going to name them. I'm not going to name what the other books are, but there's a bunch of these that are on the. Hopefully in the next number of months on the way out to public distribution. But, and I want to mention too, that, this is really interesting. There's astrolabes are an ancient form of, it's kind of like a calendar clock. It's a way to tell time. And, I'm looking at a story right now where there's an 11th century, astrolabe. A lot of this is due to the Arabs and the Christianity met with the Arabs, of course, in the middle, before the Middle Ages, back in the 1100s. and collaborated to work these into for the religious purposes. So an astrolabe is a form of a sun-star clock. And I, on my webpage, sell what I call the Recalendar Sun-Star Clock. It's a view date and time. And you can set it up any place on planet Earth. It takes a few minutes to set up. And once it's set up, it's extremely accurate. It's like to the minute.
Really?
In fact, it's kind of a cute story. I was in the tropics one time. And this guy was bragging about his new watch. And it was a very expensive watch. And these people really prize these kinds of things. He was a rather poor guy, but he had this super expensive watch, and he was bragging about it. And I said, well, I have this sun star clock. I can set it up and tell within a minute the time based on the sun. And so he's like real interested. So I set up the sun star clock. It took me a few minutes to get it set up correctly. And it read the time, and he goes, look, it's 15 minutes off. I said, well, that's sun time. Now we have to correct it. And there's a chart on there that corrects between sun time and watch time. And so anyway, I read there and I said, okay, we've got to correct it. And it came out exactly to the minute. And this guy was astounded, you know, that his super expensive watch would, you could do that with this tablet that I sell these on my webpage. But the thing that the watch won't do is if there's a pole shift or if it loses time at some point, it's not going to be worth anything. It's not going to tell you the correct time or date. So anyway, that's the whole purpose of the Recalendar Sun Star Clock. And the other thing it does is it gives the position of Earth and its orbit today, as it actually was designed in 2012. So December 21st, the winter solstice in 2012 is when it's like the zero point of the calendar is. And then it's got a little calendar that goes off like 2,000 years into the future, where it's a little dial you turn. And so the point is that if this thing is dug up in 10,000 years, somebody will be able to go back and pinpoint how our orbit was in 2012 of our time reckoning, something that does not exist in archaeology. And right. there's thousands of these all over the world. So somebody's going to be able to pick it up, just like this astrolabe somebody found in the dirt someplace. And it's a artifact of the ancient technology for measuring time and dates and calendars, etc. So anyway, that's available on my webpage. It's called the Recalendar Sun Star Clock. But I want people to be aware of this. And it's a great tool for students to understand how the calendar works, how the clock works, how the sun works and gives us these times, or the stars. You can set it up using the stars any place in the world. There's a star chart for the southern hemisphare and the northern hemisphere. And you can set this up and tell the time using the stars. Most mariners would have loved to have had one of these things back in the day of square rig sailing ships.
I bet they would. Jim used to offer a piece of equipment that allowed people to create a new calendar. Do you still offer that for sale?
Oh yeah, this is the physical product, and so part of the Recalendar Sun Star Clock is that if there were a change of seasons because of a celestial event where we had a pole shift, you would be able to rework this same piece and create a new calendar and clock using the new system. And it would take you a few nights to do it because these pole shifts happen overnight. They're like very quick. And typically they're associated with ice age. That's the other thing, because if we're that close to a large comet, we're going to be in the coma of that comet for a little bit. We're going to get an influx of water, and that water is going to freeze. So that's where the ice ages come from, a large passing comet. And so if you have a pole shift during that same time, you're going to come out of there with the only people that are going to survive will be the people that have the knowledge to recalendar. And you find this all over the planet. You find piles of rocks, and that's what the my pamphlet might be what you're talking about. It's a discussion how you take a pile of rocks and build a calendar and a clock for the planting season, for if you say we're going to move a group of people farther south, when would you do that? You'd have to wait until springtime in the new summertime, whenever that would be, to move them so that you're not, it'd be the safest time to move. So that's the Surviving Planet X Passage pamphlet that describes that, how to take a pile of rocks, make a calendar, etc. And that is modernized in the recalendar sun star clock, which is has all of these properties. Like I say, it will give you the time, the date, whether you're using the sun, whether you're using the stars, and also tells about our solar system, about where planet Earth is, how what the angle is, precession, where the North Pole will be in a certain date. And like I say, it's the zero point is on the solstice, December 21st of 2012. And so, and this has nothing to do with the Mayan calendar 2012 or any of that baloney stuff. That's just the date when this was created. So that's the zero point. And so someone, like I said, in 10,000 years could dig this up if there had been a pole shift, and they would be able to determine where Earth was and what our orbit was and inclination from the ecliptic. Everything about Earth's orbit is on this chart.
That's good to know. And it's all available at your website. Give that website out, please.
The short URL is jmccsci.com. And the new web ordering page will be there. There's a ordering buttons right now, but the new web ordering page will be solidified by tomorrow night.
That's great. That's great. And you've had a lot of trouble with people hacking your website, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, but we've taken measures to somebody messed up on the development team and did a backup on the same server. So they were in the server and mucking with the backup, too. Absolutely ridiculous. So anyway, that problem has been cured, that the backups will not be stored on the same server as the web page itself. Then in the world, today, you'd think the world would be more advanced, but it seems that it's like we're moving backwards at breakneck pace.
I know. And one of your projects is to have a modern form of the wind generation that actually works, as opposed to these massive towers that have motors to make it look like they're turning from the wind, when in fact the electric motor's making the turn. You've been a lot of cutting-edge products, haven't you, sir?
Right. And that's because I'm an independent scientist. I'm not hooked to a company. I'm not hooked to some government grant or needed results so I can get my next grant or publication. I publish all my own work. I have my own publishing company. And you find that people that do that are independent. They can say what they want. They can develop what they want. Right now, one of the fun things that I'm doing is with the prime numbers. And there's three books out right now. There's the Calculate Primes, the original public release, showing the generator function, how to directly calculate prime numbers. And then also the properties of prime numbers out to infinity, not just calculating prime numbers, but showing their properties. And a very important, in terms of mathematics, under what's called the counting function. How many prime numbers are there less than a certain number? And there's been a lot of work by famous mathematicians on that. Well, I have a new mechanism, which is much more accurate. And so the next steps are taking on the unsolved problems in mathematics of dealing with prime numbers. So anyway, that's what the upcoming volumes are dealing with. And it's for me, it's a lot of fun because these are problems that literally thousands of people have worked on and could not crack them.
Amazing. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Health Simple with Colorado Shielji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, got about 3 minutes here to wrap up your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Just some interesting things happening in the news recently. SpaceX is doing a lot of launching. It's just they're there every day from either Edwards Air Force Base or from Florida, the launch sites in Florida, or the other locations where they're launching also now into orbit. But one thing they're noticing, and this has been going on ever since rockets began going up into space, is when they penetrate that ionospheric layer, which is the very top layer between our atmosphere and space, they discharge it. And that's something I talk about in my weather book and my other publications. They talk about discharging that layer. It's what I call a local electrical battery. And so people are starting to see this, especially if it's at night or just at dusk or dawn. Those are the times when they're very visible typically on the horizon. Or when the pieces of the spacecraft, some of the big pieces come back falling through, they're still smoking, they're leaving a smoke trail. And that tends to discharge this capacitor. So people are starting to take photographs and then actually anticipating launches because they know where the stuff's going to fall through the atmosphere or where the rocket is going to go through the ionosphere. So they're starting to, it's a new branch of photography in astronomy, is taking pictures of these discharges as the upper atmosphere lights up. It's almost like an aurora. And people don't understand why that is, what's going on. They can see it, but they don't understand what's really going on. But interesting that, things I talked about decades ago are starting to become common knowledge. People are seeing them, but they, you know, in terms of standard science, they still really don't know what's going on. Why would they think that the smoke trail is causing the phenomena when it's really the discharge of that upper ionospheric capacitor that's causing the discharge that's causing the phenomena they're seeing. Anyway, so I'll be talking more about these things in upcoming books and on my radio show.
Well, the free electricity 24/7 is actually in the atmosphere waiting to be harvested with Tesla technology, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be. It's kind of a dangerous technology because if you have your entire circuit grid hooked up to that and you have a solar storm, it could cause a lot of problems. So when I was working on that very intensely back in the 90s, actually on Tesla technology, I realized that the better form of electrical energy is in the form of wind. And if you can capture the wind, which is down at ground level, you're much better off. It's a much more stable and consistent form of energy.
Real good.
So that's what you thought about the wing generator.
Outstanding. Thank you, Jim. We appreciate it. We'll look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Okay. Take care.
Top of the hour break. We're back with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Stay tuned.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.